Hello and welcome to the Dr. Jocker's Functional Nutrition Podcast, the show designed to give you science-based solutions to improve your health and life. I'm Dr. David Jockers, Doctor of Natural Medicine and creator of drjockers.com, and I'm the host of this podcast. I'm here to tell you that your body was created to heal itself, and on this show, we focus on strategies you can apply today to heal and function at your best. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's go into the show. I just wanted to take a moment and tell you about how important your liver health is. In fact, if you're suffering from low energy, brain fog, or unexplained belly fat, the problem could be your liver. You may not know it, but your liver is the foundation for good health. It performs more than 500 key functions, like filtering toxins, breaking down nutrients, and keeping your cholesterol in check. But over time, your liver can start to wear down, and that's when you get energy crashes, belly fat, and trouble with your memory and concentration. Fortunately, there's a simple solution. It's called Liver Health Formula. Liver Health Formula contains 11 powerful herbs and nutrients, things like milk thistle, that are clinically proven to recharge and revitalize your liver. It also helps protect against fatty liver, which is a silent epidemic affecting 100 million Americans. Liver Health Formula is manufactured in the U.S., and it's approved by many American health professionals. And as a listener of this show, you can try Liver Health Formula and receive a free bottle of nano-powered omega-3 to keep your heart and brain healthy when you order today. So what a great deal. You get Liver Health Formula and a free bottle of nano-powered omega-3. Just go to getliverhelp.com/jockers and claim your free bonus gift. Again, that's getliverhelp.com, getliverhelp.com/jockers. That will get you your liver health formula and your free bottle of nano-powered omega-3. So take advantage of that deal today. This podcast is an audio recording of one of my most popular YouTube videos on the truth about female hair loss. I get so many questions from women asking about hair loss and what the root cause factors are, what sort of nutrient deficiencies may be contributing to that, what other issues like thyroid problems, like estrogen, progesterone problems, like autoimmunity that may be at the root of the hair loss. And so I go through all of that in detail. I do a deep dive on female hair loss and the best strategies to correct this. You guys are going to really enjoy this podcast, and please share it with anybody that you know and care about that perhaps is dealing with this issue. And if you've not left us a five-star review, now's the time to do that. And I wanted to read this great five-star review on Apple iTunes. This is from Maria Health. She says, I love listening to Dr. Jocker's podcast. He has excellent guests and really breaks down complex information in a way that is easy to understand. Thank you so much for leaving that comment, Maria. That means a lot to me. And I want to ask the listeners to go to Apple iTunes, find where it says leave a review, leave us a five-star review, and write a comment in there. I'd love to read that on one of our future podcasts. Thanks so much for doing that. Thank you for being a part of our community, and let's go into the show. Hey, today I'm talking about the truth about female hair loss. As a natural health doctor, I've seen this all too common in my patients, and it really affects them. I mean, it affects their self-worth, their self-identity, a lot of insecurities that are brought up when women start to lose hair and hair starts to thin. And what we have to do is really understand what the root cause factors are with it. Now, when we look at it, there's three main root causes. One is a hormone imbalance, and that could be associated with increased testosterone, lower estrogen, lower progesterone. Could be a number of different combinations that go into this. Some women with, for example, a condition called PCOS or polycystic ovarian syndrome will start to lose hair, and that's because of too much testosterone in their system, which is contributing to the cysts also that they're developing in their ovaries. And oftentimes, the root cause there is insulin resistance or blood sugar imbalances. But there is a condition called androgenic alopecia, which is kind of a male pattern baldness that some women will experience, again, related to hormones. And oftentimes blood sugar and insulin are key factors, as well as overall stress load on the system. Another key pattern is autoimmunity to the hair follicle. So when I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking, is this a hormonal issue?
Is it autoimmunity, where the immune system is actually attacking and damaging the hair follicle itself? That's called alopecia areata, and that oftentimes is like a patchy loss. Like you lose a patch here, you lose a patch here. It's not kind of this male pattern front side balding, but instead patchiness. That's what characterizes that. And then the third big thing is thyroid problems. Not getting enough thyroid hormone to the hair follicle doesn't allow the hair follicle to progress, mature, and function properly. And the number one condition with this is what we call Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune condition. Again, another autoimmune condition, this time where the immune system is attacking the thyroid gland and not allowing the thyroid to produce enough thyroid hormone to get into circulation to activate that hair follicle and make it function properly. This one is called Tephrogen effluvium. That's a big sounding word right there, but we think about that as Hashimoto's or autoimmunity to the thyroid gland. Now, when it comes to a nutrition component, nutrition does play a key role with this, and that's what I want to really go over in this video. We could talk about toxins, we could talk about infections, we could talk about stress, poor circadian rhythm, and sleep dysfunction. And those are big factors with all of these conditions, but today I want to really focus on nutrition and nutrients. So here are the big patterns that I see. One is low calorie and low protein. Some women are doing a lot of dieting and they're just not eating enough food. And in particular, when they eat, they're not eating enough protein. So they're eating things like popcorn and chips and not getting the protein that they need. Protein is super critical for blood sugar stability, super critical for helping get the nutrients that we need to the hair follicle, right? Hair follicle has a lot of amino acids that are needed for proper hair follicle maturation. If we don't have those, we're not going to get that properly, and that's going to cause one of these patterns or a significant issue. So low calorie, just dieting or under eating on a regular basis. If you do it one day, that's not going to be an issue, right? As long as you make up for that. Like if you're intermittent fasting and you're just fasting for a 16 hour period and then you're eating for 8 hours, as long as you're eating sufficient calories and eating a lot of protein the way that I teach it, you're not going to have this issue. But if you're under eating and you're only eating 1,000 calories a day and your body needs 1,800 calories and you're doing that every day for 2 months, now you might start having a lot of these kind of issues, right? A lot of these kind of conditions. And so that's key. Low calorie, getting enough calories, getting enough protein. I typically recommend roughly about a gram of protein per kilogram of body weight. And really, you could even go up to a pound of body weight if you're already lean. So for me, I weigh, you know, roughly about 170 pounds. I'm usually consuming somewhere around 150 to maybe 200 grams of protein a day. Because that really supports my muscle tissue. I feel better that way. It supports my blood sugar. So for a 125 pound woman, I would say you should be aiming for somewhere around 70 to 125 grams of protein, somewhere in that range on a daily basis. And that's going to make you feel better, function better. Okay. Now, another big thing is zinc deficiency. A lot of people are dealing with zinc deficiencies, and this is because they're consuming diets high in processed foods and diets that are low in good quality zinc sources. We're gonna find zinc in a lot of seafood products, pumpkin seeds, so seafood, wild caught fish, things like that, oysters. That's gonna have your zinc. You're gonna find it in pumpkin seeds, that are probably the best vegan source of zinc. You also find it in grass-fed meats, pasture-raised eggs, things like that. That's what you need for zinc. Now, if you're not producing enough stomach acid, maybe you have an H. pylori infection that's reducing your ability to produce stomach acid, or you're just eating on the go. You're stressed all the time, not producing enough stomach acid. You need stomach acid to absorb zinc as well as other key minerals like iron, for example. And so getting enough stomach acid or doing things like taking digestive enzymes, maybe betaine HCl, or taking some apple cider vinegar with your meals can really help with nutrient absorption, getting enough zinc from the foods that you're consuming. So that can be really helpful. I talked about iron. When women are anemic because they're either bleeding out too much, like they have excessive menstruation, or if they're not absorbing enough iron from their diet, from their nutrition, then they can develop anemia. And anemia is characterized, one of the big things that often happens with women is they start to lose hair. And oftentimes that can be associated with with triggering thyroid issues, anemia. Anemia is a classic pattern that oftentimes is associated with thyroid issues. And so that's another factor. We got to make sure we're getting enough iron. B vitamins are really key for getting enough blood flow for blood cell formation. If we're B12 deficient, we're going to have really large, immature blood vessels that are not good at holding on to oxygen and getting oxygen to the cells. So we got to have enough folate, vitamin B6, vitamin B12. Those are the key ones for blood cell formation and also very key for hair follicle formation as well. So B vitamins are key.
I just wanted to interrupt this podcast to give you an important announcement. You see, many people around the world are deficient in this one crucial mineral, and they don't even realize it. In fact, it's the second most abundant mineral in your body. Every one of your cells contain it and need the mineral to function. But unfortunately, studies estimate that one out of four people, 25% of our world, is deficient in it. And I'm talking about zinc, of course. Zinc is an essential mineral that your body doesn't create or store, meaning daily intake is required. And my friends over at Purality Health have a new rapid absorbing, delicious zinc that's a great way to boost your zinc levels and ensure your body's getting this critical mineral delivered to every cell in your body. With just one tablespoon a day, you can boost your immune system, improve your memory, reduce inflammation, regulate your hormones, and so much more. Now, the best part is that Purality Health Zinc is one of the most easily absorbed oral forms available today. For a limited time, they're offering a special buy one, get one free deal, which is backed by a 180-day money-back guarantee. So if for some reason you don't like their zinc, you can get your money back. So there's no risk, and you can take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal on their zinc. All you need to do is visit zincimmunity.com/DRJ. That's all one word. Zincimmunity.com, one word, /DRJ to access this exclusive deal. So go out, get yourself some zinc, start seeing the improvement in your immune system, your memory, your inflammation, your hormones today.
Vitamin D is super important. Why is vitamin D important? Because it may be the most important vitamin or the most important nutrient when it comes to immune balance and keeping our immune system balanced and not triggering autoimmunity. There's a big association between vitamin D deficiency and autoimmune conditions. Remember, I talked about how autoimmunity of the hair follicle as well as Hashimoto's, autoimmunity of the thyroid, are two big factors when it comes to female hair loss. Well, making sure we're vitamin D sufficient, I recommend getting your vitamin D's up over 50 nanograms per milliliter. If you go and you get a lab test and you look at your 25-hydroxy vitamin D, in the medical world, as long as it's 30 or above, they'll say you're good, you're sufficient in vitamin D. But I recommend it up over 50 and ideally somewhere around 70 or 80 to help reduce autoimmunity in your system. If you're under 30, they'll say you're deficient. If you're under 20, they'll say you're very deficient. And we know that vitamin D levels under 20 almost always are associated with some sort of autoimmune disease, particularly in adults, because oftentimes they've been dealing with low vitamin D for a very long time. And so their immune system is sputtering and out of control. Getting enough vitamin D is kind of like taking a blindfold off of the eyes of your immune system and allowing it to see accurately so it knows not to attack your own self tissue, but instead to mount its attack against dangerous pathogens and toxins and not harmless things like pollen or, you know, your own self tissue or even food molecules like gluten, right? And so that's super important. Selenium. Selenium is another critical mineral that's associated with immune balance, and in particular, very important for thyroid balance, very important for reducing autoimmunity of the thyroid. So super key there. Zinc is also very important in that process. Very important for thyroid. Also zinc, very important for reducing autoimmunity as well. Zinc deficiency is another common association with autoimmune conditions. Iodine. Iodine is really important for producing enough thyroid hormones. So a lot of people with thyroid issues may be iodine deficient. I find this less common, but still there are a wide number of people that are iodine deficient, need to support more iodine. So those are a couple things right there. What are some good foods for iodine, for selenium? Selenium, you're going to find in grass-fed meats. You're going to find that in pasture-raised animal products, as well as wild-caught fish, very high in selenium. You also find it in things like Brazil nuts, So selenium's in a number of different things. You wanna make sure you're eating grass-fed organic animal products, wild-caught seafood. Doing some nuts and seeds can get you some selenium, particularly Brazil nuts. Iodine you're gonna find in your wild-caught seafood, as well as seaweed. So maybe doing some dulce or some kelp, some different types of seaweed, rich source of iodine. And then of course you can do your wild caught fish, wild caught salmon, sardines, you know, different types of wild caught fish and seafood, gonna be high in iodine as well. Finally, low antioxidants and low omega-3s. Antioxidants are critical for keeping oxidative stress under control, keeping inflammation under control, as are omega-3s. Getting enough antioxidants in our system from a wide range of fruits and vegetables, different colorful foods, as well as herbs, and then also getting omega-3 fats, particularly long-chain omega-3s, which we're gonna get from our wild-caught seafood, grass-fed animal products. That's gonna provide a healthy cell membrane, right? We need those omega-3s and antioxidants to really provide a healthy cell membrane so the cell is able to function right and get the right messages from all the other cells. The cell-to-cell communication is going to function properly. That's going to help keep inflammation down and under control. So if you're getting those nutrients, that's critical. The other thing to look out for would be food sensitivities. So you may be eating a healthy diet, but you may have a sensitivity. Perhaps you have a sensitivity to dairy or to eggs or to gluten or to nuts or seeds or something along those lines. And then every time you eat that, you're driving up inflammation, triggering autoimmunity. That's going to cause problems for your body. So you want to check to make sure you have any food sensitivities. Certainly you can get testing done. You can also just kind of watch how your body responds. When you eat a certain food, do you notice more inflammation? Do you notice pain? Do you notice you have to clear your throat a lot? Those could all be signs that you have more inflammation when you're consuming that particular food. Do you have brain fog when you eat a particular food? So the most common things are gonna be gluten or grains. A lot of people react to those. Dairy products can be a common one. Eggs can be a common one. And also things like nuts and seeds can be common food sensitivities. So try to rule out any sort of food sensitivities. You can eat that food alone and see how your body responds to it and see if you notice just you feel more inflamed, you don't feel as good. If that's the case, try taking it out for a month and then retest it the following month and see if you still feel that way, okay? If so, then maybe take it out a little bit longer. Or you also may, in some cases, be getting a bad source of that particular food. Try to get organic if possible, because maybe it's a pesticide or herbicide or some sort of toxin that your body is responding to that's on that particular food. So that's what you want to do for female hair loss. If you're following those principles and strategies, that should really, really help you. Again, there are other root causes, things like toxins that you may be exposed to or that you may have accumulated in your system, chronic stress, poor sleep, circadian rhythm dysfunction, infections that may be causing problems in your body. Those are other things that we need to address. But start with the nutrition, start with changing your diet and seeing if you notice improvement with that. So hopefully you guys got a lot out of this video. Please share it with somebody that you know and that you care about, and we'll see you in a future online video training.
Well, that's all for this show. And I want to thank you again for spending your valuable time with me today. And if there was something you heard in this interview that you have questions on or you want to dive into deeper, then drjockers.com is the best place to go. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider taking just a quick moment and giving us a great review. Your reviews help us influence more people and transform more lives. And if you took something valuable away from this episode, then please share it with someone in your life you know it can help. We'll see you soon on a future podcast. Be blessed, everybody.